I took a flight recently out of Stanwoodopolis International. Being a citizen of the 21st century digital world, I got my boarding pass online and checked my bag. $20 for the bag. One way. Nobody said things would get cheaper just because computers control the world now. The baggage checklist asked if I was carrying explosives, firearms, flammables, or radioactive material. I answered no, and I bet the terrorists will too. Honesty just isn't high on the values chart for would-be mass murderers. At the aerodrome, I went through the cattle fence where shampoos are duly confiscated, as are small pen knives, fingernail clips, scissors, razor blades, and any grenades we inadvertently slip into our carry-on. TSA agents are hired primarily, I think, for their complete lack of any semblance of a sense of humor. Not that most of us are laughing. By the X-ray machine, we are pretty much shoeless, beltless, hatless, walletless, keyless, and clueless. I doubt many of the Jews lined up for their shower at Dachau cracked wise either. These are not joking matters. My TSA guy, a Middle Eastern-looking fellow who, if our positions were reversed, would have been profiled as terrorist, probability high, was pondering my pack. In particular, a harmonica I'd carried on. "What is this?" he demanded, no doubt alerted by its multiple barrels for small caliber ammo. I gave him a bad blues demonstration. This made him smile. Okay, music, the universal language of terrorists. When I arrived home a week later, having repeated all of the above, minus the blues harp investigation, I opened my suitcase and discovered a full box of 12-gauge shotgun shells. Since I don't own a 12-gauge, this was baffling. The TSA had thoughtfully left a calling card that they'd opened and inspected my luggage, and apparently added some explosives as an apology of some sort. I know I sleep better knowing gunpowder and buckshot are being offered to nearly naked passengers. That harmonica wasn't a lot of protection, even if I could bring people to their knees squalling on it. Next trip, I'm hoping for a shiny new shotgun. Security. It's for our own good. You're a hit, you're gonna get your